So the message today is big picture for business success. Big picture for business success. If you look at God's word, it says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more unto a perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. So in business, in career, God wants you to keep succeeding from one level of success to another. But hear this, in life, no man can go beyond the picture his mind can see. How far you can see with your mind, that means how far you go in life and business. What you see in your mind's eye, is what God is permitted to perform for you. God speaking to the man Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, 11, 10 to, down 10 to 12, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Let me take just verse 11 for time's sake. He said, what seest thou? What is your mind able to grasp? And I said, I see the rod of an almond tree. Hear what God replied, Jeremiah. He said, then said the Lord unto me, thou art well seen, I will hasten my word to perform. It is what your mind is able to grasp that God will perform. Because God said, but without thy mind, I do nothing. Philemon 1 and verse 14. Your mind is the major instrument God uses in increasing you, whether in business, career, etc. God wanted to increase Abraham. And he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, 14 and 15, he said to him, Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up now the eyes. That eye is not the physical eyes, it's the eye of the mind. He said, lift up your eyes and look from the place where thou art. That is, your business at this point, now lift your eyes up. You have only one kiosk, but be able to grasp supermarket. You have 1,000, but from your mind, see 1,000,000. You have 1,000,000, from where you are, see 100,000,000. Is it from where thou art? Look northwards, southwards, eastward, westward, as for all the land, it's not about physical land, it's about as far your eyes can see in business. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. So from where your business is now, lift your eyes up. How far can you see your business go through? How far can you go in your career? Your ability to see where your career will carry you to, then God will start with you. If you don't see it, you limit God enlarging your coast. Your business success, no matter the pandemic or Christ the world, is tied to what your mind can see. Let me say this to you: no big dream, no big achievement. Big dream, big achievement. No dream, no achievement. Small dream, small achievement. Where your dream stops, that's where your achievement will also stop. Your size, success, achievements in business is a function of the size of your dream. No man can achieve more beyond the dream he sets for himself. In business, you can pray all the prayer. You can fast all the fasting. If there's no dream, where your dream stops, that's why your progress stops. A wise man said, you and I can accomplish anything in life except the limits we place on ourselves by our thinking. Where's our dream? Nothing can keep you on the floor except you refuse to rise up. So determination is the major secret for winning in business. Now I'm going to give you three factors for today's teaching that enhances your big dream. That can enhance your big dream. Three what? Factors that can enhance your big dream. Number one, in business, keep the big picture before you. Number one, what? Keep the big picture before you. Your mind can whatever your mind can conceive, you can achieve. So put the picture. Don't just say, I'm planning to be a great businessman. Make sure there is a picture. There's a what? There is a picture before you. And scriptural pictures are the most powerful. The more you focus on the picture you desire, the faster it manifests. We started ministry, and from the beginning, I had a big picture of becoming a global preacher. So from here, I saw the entire globe. I saw what? I did something very profound in business. I put the world globe in front of me in the office. There's no study. There's nowhere. Even in my lounge, people don't know where I kept it. The globe is everywhere I stay, there's a globe. In my study, there's a globe in front of me. At the lounge, there's a globe. Everywhere I stay, for anywhere I can stay for up to 30 minutes, 1 hour, there must be a globe. I kept looking at the globe, and my dream is whatever I'm doing must hit the entire world. I may not understand the picture. Based on Genesis 13, 14 and 15. You know, the man who did it in the business, his name is called Jacob. And Jacob did it in Genesis 30, 38 to 43. You remember when he he wanted to beat Laban in business, he kept a picture before him. How many of you have read it before? Don't just say, I want a big dream without a picture. There has to be a picture. You want your product to sell? You want your product to sell? Then put a picture. Don't just say, I want to sell my product all over. Put what? A picture. That will inspire you to be seeing it. Is that clear? Number two. Factor that will enhance your big dream. Be determined. Be what? Be determined. Now, look at verse 14. Shall we read 14 together to baffle you? I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. What? I press means determination. Determination is what makes you to overcome setbacks, disappointments, obstacles, failures that life throws in your path. They will throw them. Life will throw them in your path. But because you are determined, those things can't make you to stop. When failure comes, you still repeat again. When you have setback in business, you get up again. When you have disappointment, you get up again. You will not give up because you are determined to make it. Determination means for a person to find or make a way. That's all the meaning. Damnation simply means you must find a way or what? No matter what happens, you find a way or make a way. That's the damnation. Think, decide, and take action on your ideas than having plenty of ideas and do nothing about them. Determined people don't just keep ideas, they act on their ideas. Many of us have plenty of ideas, but we do nothing about our ideas. When you are determined, one man who takes one idea and put it is more than 1 million people who have ideas and do nothing about their ideas. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your visions and goals. Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote him, "Determine that the thing can and shall be done, and then we shall find the way." Unquote. Eli Keller said, "We can do anything we want to do if we stick to it." If we do what? She said, "Whatever you want to do, become a wallpaper. Wallpaper stick and does not move. You can't pull it out. Stick to that thing you want to achieve and don't move. Keep pushing. Refuse to be distracted by every challenge that confronts you. Don't settle for less. You can achieve more if you dream more and determine to face your dream. Never give up on your dreams because of challenges." Never give up what? I would have given up if challenges were just, I refuse to give up. There were challenges. There were what? There were days, there was a day we came to church, only my wife and I were the adults. But my dream was still inside of me. All us were children. It was enough for me to give up. To say, this vision God has given to me, I should forget it. Yes, you went to market, prepare heavily, and only two people bought your products. Don't give up. You were so determined that you are going to sell to 1,000 people, but only two customers. Don't give up. Don't what? Don't give up. Because your dream is to hit the world. Then all of a sudden, only two. Don't give up. Don't say, because two people came, I'm going to stop. That's your dream. Put all. Be determined to make it. Imagine if I gave up when only two of us were in church. I said, well, God called us, but only today, only two of us attended. Let's stop, I beg, and go and do another business. We wouldn't have been here. Is that clear? But I'm determined because I have a dream to turn people's life around through the word of God. So determination is making it happen. That was why God can tell me, change it and go this way. Number three, which I close with. Increase your capacity. Increase your what? Increase your capacity. If that big dream must be a reality, increase your what? One of the greatest roadblocks to your success today is your success of yesterday. Let me say this to you and take this statement. What got you here can't get you there. I repeat. What got you where you are now cannot take you to where you want to be. Did you hear me at all? Your business, where you are now, the capacity that got you where you are, cannot take you to where you want to be. To achieve more, you must evolve more. So the size of your result is determined by your personal capacity. Let me say this to you. You cannot use the capacity of managing 100 persons to manage 500 persons. The business will crash. You cannot use the capacity of primary school to write a graduate exam. So when you say you want to grow, you have a responsibility to increase your capacity first before the business will grow to meet you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wrote it in Maximum, where's the book? Lasting Impact. It's in Lasting Impact. You see, I wrote three C's. Capacity is one of the things. It's in that book. Most of you, the book is on your shelf. If you read Matthew, and I close, Matthew 25, 14 to 29, we're not going to read. Matthew 25, 14 to 29. Jesus gave a parable. He gave one 5 talents, gave one 2 talents, and gave one what? 1 talent. Have you ever wondered why he gave them? Was it discriminating? No. Why did he give one 5 instead of giving all of them 2, 2, 2, 2, 2? Or 1, 1, 1? He looked at each one's capacity. He knew the man that he gave 1 cannot handle 2. He knew the man he gave 2 cannot handle 5. So he looked at their capacity and gave them according to their capacity. And if you watch it, what would you want? I began to complain. Nobody's coming to do business. This, your capacity has not been grown. So God said, hey, if I give you the thing you're asking for, you will crash. So first and foremost, you increase your capacity through knowledge and skills. Through what? You improve your current knowledge to go ahead with more knowledge. And then you improve your skill to also go forward. Is that clear? And then God will now see that you have grown. And then the business will grow to match you. Are you getting what I'm saying? If I tell you something very practical now, you'll be shocked. You can't use the capacity of a capital to produce world-class furniture. If he wants to sell $6,000 chair, he has to improve himself in his skill. He has to improve himself in knowledge on how to produce such kind of chair. Do you understand it? He will not pray and fast. So we have a responsibility. We have a what? This is the book. It's inside this book. Lasting Exploits. No devil is warning anybody. Dream big and pay the price. But never give up on your dream. Never give up on what? Never give up. Never give up. It's not late. You still make it. You see what? With determination, even the snail got into the ark. To be dreamless is to be doomed. What is your dream? I'm not sure some of you have a dream. No, so that church is not growing. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep doing what will take it to grow and increase your capacity. It will grow. Is that clear, sir? That shop is not growing. Increase your capacity. The shop what? Your writing skill. Nobody's buying your books. Increase your capacity. What does it take to write books that will sell? It will grow. Everything just increase.